It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Steelers, Brannies, tonight, Thursday Night Football, which means it's time for odds and ends. Let's go, Dickerson. Here we go.
Yeah, big game tonight. AFC North matchup on a short week. Now, what did you say about the weather potentially leading up to game time? It's going to snow.
Yes.
And then it's going to rain at kickoff, and then it could melt together and just be a snow game, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sleety, nasty, cold, windy grossness for at least the first half.
Yeah. So that's what to expect in this game. And this is why some of these odds and ends are going to be low. And we're going to start with our guy, Russell Wilson, over under 182 and a half passing yards.
I'm going under.
Wow.
I think you can run on the Browns. I think they will run on the Browns. I don't think they're going to want to put the ball in the air a whole lot. I thought they were going to throw it a ton against Baltimore last week, and they still ran it a bunch. So I think it's going to be a ground game. Doesn't mean that Russ won't be close to that number. I just don't think he goes over.
If it's a snow game, I'm going over. If it's a rain, sleet, I'm going under. So
it's funny you mention that. I was watching, for whatever reason, the Tuck Rule documentary, 30 for 30, last night.
Yeah.
So Brady sits down with Charles Woodson. They're talking about it. And Brady said he loved playing in snow games because everything's slow out there, but his brain is still going as fast as it always does.
No doubt.
That I had never, of course, thought about that.
It's exactly how it is. Playing that snow game in Philly when I was playing for the Lions 2013. I mean,
it was really snowy.
Really snowy, but it was like playing backyard football. Like, I remember blocking D'Amico Ryans, who's the head coach of the Texans, and we were just like laughing because we're just sliding everywhere, and he's on the other I mean, it was like playing backyard football, so your mind is still going fast, and you can still throw it and cut in that weather. So I'll probably go over. Jameis Winston, over under 216 and a half passing yards.
I think the opposite is true with them. I think they're going to have to throw it. I think they're A, going to be playing from behind. B, you hate to see this because you want guys who are good guys and great players to bounce back from injury, but Chubb hasn't found it yet. He's averaging 3.1 yards a carry. I think they're going to have to come off the run. So I'm going to go over for Jameis Winston passing yards.
Let me go under. I think he gets right around 200. But I think it'll be limited because the Steelers will confuse him and get after him a little bit. Najee Harris over under 67 and a half rushing yards.
I think he goes over 100, Doran. I think they grind and pan. And what is the one thing Jaylen Warren doesn't do great? Hold on to the football. And if we're talking weather, I don't know how much they're going to trust him. You ride the horse you came in on. Big game for Najee Harris tonight.
With you. He goes over 67 and a half rushing yards. Jaylen Warren, as you just said, don't know if they're going to trust him as much. I think that he'll still get his. He usually averages around like 40 yards a game, and Najee has his 60. So complete 100-yard rushing games by the Steelers most of the time. Jaylen Warren over under 36 and a half rushing yards.
Under. But I do think, I mean, they're not going to not use him. We saw him have success in the passing game last week. He'll go slightly under.
I'm going to go over. I think they both hit their overs in the rushing game tonight. And I did say that Russell Wilson would hit the over in passing. Not crazy, but I think he does go over 82 and a half passing yards. So over for both of the running backs, Jaylen Warren. Najee Harris for me. Here you go. Justin Fields. Over under 11 and a half rushing yards.
I love the over on that. I do. I think they're going to utilize him a fair amount. I think he earned trust, obviously, in the first six games, but I think he earned a ton of trust coming in cold in a crucial situation against the Ravens. Plus, we know all about their short yardage and red zone struggles. All he needs is one run. And he was also banged up. I was told that he had a knee injury before the hamstring injury, and he didn't want to run as much. He looked quick in the second down carry at the end of the Ravens game. I think he gets it on... I think he gets it. He might have one run longer than 11 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going over.
I'm going to go under. I think he has one run.
No.
And it will be 9 yards. Nick Chubb over under 51.5 rushing yards.
Under. I just don't think that they are good up front. I don't think he's explosive the way he used to be. And I think they're going to abandon the run early. I'm expecting a poor game out of Nicholas Chubb, or as Tomlin calls him, Mr. Chubb.
Mr. Chubb has a chip on his shoulder. I think he goes over 51.5. Not crazy, but over 51.5. George Pickens over under 58.5 receiving yards.
Ooh, his lowest total yet, if I am not mistaken. I think he goes over. Cleveland has forced or has intercepted two passes this year. Two in 10 games. That's hard to do. So they can be had in the secondary. I don't think they throw it a lot, but when they do, they're going to throw it to that guy. He's going over.
Under, for me, he gets around 51 receiving yards. Now, here's one that's very enticing. And knowing how the games have gone, I feel like it absolutely has to hit. Pat Freiermuth over under 17.5 receiving yards. Now, it only gets like three targets a game, 1 to 2 catches a game, but I feel like this is a game where they're going to put more of an emphasis on Pat Freiermuth.
I love Pat. I'm happy they paid Pat. I said it was the right call at the time. I'm not saying it's the wrong call now, but now I'm going to need to see it. And I'm going to say under. Because you need to attack the middle of the field. Russ doesn't like to do that anyhow. And with the weather, which maybe I'm making too big a deal about the weather. I don't know if it's his night. I'm going under.
I'm going over. Darnell Washington over under 10.5 receiving yards.
Over.
Yep.
First drive over.
Yep. Yeah, I think both of the Titans hit their over. Darnell Washington definitely over that. Jaylen Warren over under 13.5 receiving yards.
Over.
Yeah. Yeah. Najee Harris over under 10.5 receiving yards.
Over.
Look how low these are.
I think they found that last week, though. Teams trying to take the deep shots away, and in the second half they adjusted to what the Ravens were doing. And they checked it down a few times, and they got some sizable gains. Actually, they did it a couple of times in the Washington game, too. Yeah, I'm going over for both of those guys.
Jerry Jeudy over under 45.5 receiving yards. He just had, I think, 142 against the Saints indoors. Get it? Bad weather. Jerry Jeudy, though.
I think he's the kind of guy that Joey Porter Jr. does struggle with. He's wiggly, good route runner. I think he goes over. You might get a call or two on Mr. JPJ.
I think he goes over as well. Jerry Jeudy over 45.5 receiving yards. David Njoku over under 45.5 receiving yards as well.
Man,
mm-hmm.
That's a big number.
It's correct. The Browns numbers are significantly bigger than the Steelers ones.
That's kind of weird to me. David Njoku on the season's averaging 48 yards a game. I do think they're going to keep the ball in the air. All right, he'll go over.
Yeah, Jameis Winston's going to get the bulk of his yards passing. Through those two guys, they both go over for me. Pat Freiermuth again, over under 1.5 receptions. It's tough.
Going under. One catch.
One catch.
Prove me wrong, Pat. I know you're listening. Chip on your shoulder. Let's go.
Three catches for Pat Fry. Crushes that.
Can I interject something here?
Absolutely.
Sorry. I'm now looking at the Cleveland hour-by-hour forecast. 8 p.m. rain, 9 p.m. nothing, 10 p.m. nothing. Not until the 11 o'clock hour do we get more rain. So it's actually warmer. It's going to be warmer. Forecast evolving throughout the day. We need to get a weather person on. Help us out. Anyhow, go on.
Cam Hayward, does he get a sack?
Oh, yeah. This line stinks.
Yep.
They're giving up 4.6 sacks a game. Jameis has been sacked 12 times. I think the Steelers have a chance at getting there 6, 7, 8 times.
Yep.
If they need to drop back a lot. Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, he'll get a sack.
T.J. Watt, does he get 2 sacks?
I mean, DeJuan Jones. I mean, you got Conklin, right? Probably their best offensive lineman, though. He's getting long in the tooth. But it's against Myles Garrett. You want to talk about chip on the shoulder? And you don't have to rush the passer the way you did the last 2 weeks. Like, you don't need to do the mush rush. You don't need to keep in the pocket. Yeah, he's getting 2. He getting 2.
I'm with you.
And then staring Myles Garrett down across the field.
I'm with you. Chip on his shoulder, T.J. Watt, 2 sacks. And I'm with you with 6 sacks. I think that as a whole, the defense gets 6 sacks in this game. Over, under, Jameis Winston, 2 interceptions.
See, this was going to be part of my off-the-wall prediction in the game. I think he is going to throw a couple of picks. But the line is 2?
I made that one up, yeah.
Okay. If it was 1.5, I'd say I'll go over. 2.5, I'll say under.
2.
Can I push?
Yep.
He's throwing 2.
Okay.
Beanie Bishop.
Who else? He's throwing 2 to Beanie again?
No. Patrick Queen with a pick.
Okay.
How about that?
I like that.
How about that?
Do we see Justin Fields in the red zone?
Yes.
I agree. And here's my off-the-wall prediction that I've been patiently waiting to tell you throughout this entire show.
You've been excited about this one.
Justin Fields catches a touchdown.
Let's go.
He catches a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Not a gadget guy, but will be a gadget guy, but still be a starting quarterback in everybody else's eyes. And he will catch a touchdown tonight.
Boy, wouldn't that be something? With all the red zone questions. Oh, hey, they're going to use Justin Fields. He can run the ball in down there. Hey, he can throw the ball. Bang, catches a touchdown.
You talk about unbearable. I'd be unbearable tomorrow if that happens.
Is Russ a gloves guy?
No.
I love that. Jameis, big gloves guy.
Yes.
Loser. Loser. I'm taking my gloveless quarterback walking up in there. I love that as a guarantee. Now I'm trying to think of one that can top that, and I don't think I can. Mine will just be Patrick Queen with a pick. That's not sexy enough.
No,
though, is it?
No, it's not. Mm-mm.
All right, Calvin Austin, punt return for a tutty.
I like that. Okay. That works.
Special teams advantage.
That works.
Doran, this was wonderful.
Yes, sir.
We'll do it again next Friday.
Yes, sir.
But we won't because we're off.
Yes, sir.
Black Friday.
That's right.
Texter, more receiving yards, Freiermuth or Washington. We just did that. Another texture. Steelers 0-7 versus AFC North teams on Thursday Night Football under Tomlin. No, they're 0-5, but 0-7 all time in Thursday Night games against division rivals. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. They suck, and they're quitting. That's what matters to me. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's turn this thing on its head when we come back, Doran. If the Browns win, why? Like, what scares you? I've been racking my brain, and I think something shook loose. We'll get to that coming up next. Steelers and Browns tonight. Jeff Hathorn's going to join us coming up in 12 minutes to get into it. If the Steelers do lose tonight, Doran, what's it look like? Because we've talked about all the reasons why they stink, all the reasons why the Steelers should, and in our opinion, will win the game. But let's say they don't. Why will they lose?
Because they underestimated this team. They didn't have time to prepare, and they thought that they could just waltz in and win and not have everything buttoned up. And that's what we were talking about before, like lock in. Play your football, your brand of football, and you should just win this game just based off of that because you're the better football team. But they have to lock in. Guys like Broderick Jones has to lock in. Can't give them bonus yards. Broderick Jones, you know, didn't have a great game last week. Didn't have a great game, you know, that many times this season. So this offensive line having to lock in tonight and, you know, Cleveland just taking advantage of them just overestimating them underestimating them.
That's where I am too. It's twofold for me. You know, Garrett gets a sack, fumble, something like that. Garrett affects the game. And then you do, when you get to the red zone, wind up kicking field goals and you let them hang around. Don't let them hang around.
Right.
Because they do have players that can get you. Jameis Winston can get hot. Jameis Winston threw for almost 400 yards last week. So just don't let them hang around. I think if you let them hang around, you kick field goals instead of scoring touchdowns, which they've now made a habit of doing. I think that's how you could wind up losing this football game. And guys like Jerry Jeudy, they can get away from you. They can go 85 yards. And we haven't seen a great Nick Chubb game or performance yet, but we've seen it in the past. We've seen Jerome Ford, frankly, in the past get off on the Steelers. So you match up well with them, go in there, get up early, choke the life out of them, and put them away. And then grind them down in the fourth quarter. When the Steelers went to the Super Bowl in 05, they beat the Brownies 41-0 whenever they won their final four games at the end of the season. I'm not expecting something like that, but like Bostic said earlier, even 17-3 or 24-9.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm hoping for. All right, we transition now, and we've been talking about this. I think this is a really cool thing we're doing here on 93.7 The Fan. We're hosting a fundraiser for the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. Imagine waking up in a strange location with none of your personal belongings on Christmas Day because you had to flee for your safety. Unfortunately for many women, many children in Western PA, that's a reality. So what we're doing through December 13th at 93.7 The Fan, we're going to collect gift cards for women and children in need. It's Fan for the Win. It's our campaign to assist victims of domestic abuse. And Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating joins us now, who is doing a lot with 93.7 The Fan to help us help women and children in need. And Jake, we love you. We love you being a part of our show as much as you are. What made you want to get involved with this campaign here?
Oh, first and foremost, good morning, guys. Being a part of this, you know, I know you guys know we're a small family business, and we definitely keep the family element real here, that's for sure. And this hits deep, for sure. I mean, we definitely service some of the facilities around this area. They're very discreet. I've talked to the program coordinators there, my apologies. And, it's a real thing. And I think everyone needs to do their part in helping out. Could you imagine being in that situation? Really?
Jake, what are you and your team doing to prepare for the upcoming cold weather that's about to hit here in Pittsburgh?
You know, it's very tough to prepare because, as you guys have seen, the weather's been a whirlwind between 60-degree days, 30-degree nights. You just never know. Biggest thing for my team is we got to have the stock material and the resources available to service our customers. And like I said, that's something we strive in, being prepared.
How about do-it-yourself preparations for the average person that they can do to prepare their homes for the cold weather?
So a couple tips, obviously. The big one I tell everyone all the time, especially this time of year, your hose bibs, your garden hydrants, stuff like that. You're outside watering your flowers, grass and stuff. You got to make sure those are off and drained out. And always disconnect that hose, because if you don't disconnect that hose, that water actually stays in there and it's going to freeze and break. So that's one helpful tip I can definitely give Pittsburgh right now, because we are going to get freezing temperatures very soon. And I can assure you, I'm going to get in calls about frozen, broken water pipes very soon.
And I'm sure you have been in places where that has happened, and the damage, oh my gosh, the cost.
My God, yeah. The damage, it takes days, even months, to restore the damage from a loss like this. So, like I said, preparation is the best thing you can do. Even in life, any job, anything you do in life, preparation is the best thing you can do. I can always say you always got to think ahead. And this is one thing that a lot of people overlook, is the cold weather and their water pipes.
And Jake, we appreciate you being part of the Fan for the Win campaign. And as we understand it, as a generous guy that you are, you're making a donation to the Women's Center and Shelter.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we're donating $250 today. And like I said, this is a very important campaign for us. You know, we're so happy to become a sponsor and, you know, team up with the Fan and you guys, because we really believe in this type of thing being a family business. You know, again, like I said, I already touched on it, where we bring the family element to our business every day, and I couldn't imagine being in a situation like some of these people are and not having the resources. And that starts with funding, guys, so we got to make sure that these programs are funded.
A great man, a great business, Southside Plumbing and Heating. Jake, you are the man, and thank you for jumping on with us today. And go Steelers.
Yeah, go Steelers, boys. Go Steelers.
Look at it. Look at his face, this guy. All right,
hey,
Jake.
Real quick, one thing. I heard a rumor. I got a text that someone on the morning show is spreading rumors about Small Hands and Justin Fields.
Yes.
Do you know who did that?
Was that you?
No, I think that was you. I think you looked it up, didn't you?
Yeah, Justin Fields has small hands.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean,
bigger
are you starting this?
Bigger than Kenny's, bigger than Kenny's and smaller than Russ's. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's gonna fumble because he's got small hands. I'm just saying Russ's giant oven mitts are made for the weather we're gonna see in Cleveland tonight.
I just wanted to clarify that because I was getting some texts that someone was stirring some pots here.
Some facts.
They're not Kenny hands. All right, Jake. Appreciate it as always, man. And thank you so much for being part of this awesome cause.
Yes, sir. We'll talk soon, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jake.
Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating, and it's really important to get involved with causes like this. And you can donate online. Just keep listening for details on how you can, and we'll post a link on X in our website, and we'll get you to how you can donate. All right, coming up next, as we turn our attention to Browns Steelers, Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, is going to jump on. I don't know if Jeff's heading out to Cleveland for this game, but he sure has thoughts, and we'll get them out of him when we come back. Sports director Jeff Hathorn on with us in advance of Steelers Browns. What are we, 11 hours and change away? Getting in on 10 hours away from kickoff. Should we just come right here after the game?
Yes.
We're even going to sleep tonight?
No.
That's okay. Jeff Hathorn never sleeps. He joins us now. Good morning, Jeff.
Doran knows all the places to hide and get a little snooze in.
I sure do. I know the secret spots.
Yeah, uh-huh. We're not going to give those up, though, because, you know, it's like they're having the really good back way to get somewhere. You don't want to tell everybody.
No, they did a whole sign. Not Seinfeld. They did a whole Curb Your Enthusiasm episode on that. Yeah. All right, Jeff. You've been around a lot of Steelers teams that have gone to Cleveland and lost. Times where they've laid down or played down to lesser opponents. Before those games, did you have a sense that that could happen? And do you get a sense that it could happen with this team?
I mean, honestly, before those games, we probably asked the same questions we asked this week and probably got a lot of the same answers about they know the importance, you need to stay focused. I think what is a little different about this team is what we could say what's different about this team on so many other topics is the quarterback. I think the quarterback's experienced this. He knows what they need to do offensively. I think some of the leaders have another year. I'm not talking about Hayward and Watt. I'm talking about guys on the offensive line. They understand it a little better. They've got to say Amalu this time. All that being said, I think it's going to be a tough game up there because it just has been. I mean, they're 1-4-1 in their last six up there. It's crazy because I know they've had a couple of playoff teams, but for the most part, it just hasn't been a good Browns franchise.
Jeff, if the Steelers do win, I mean, this is kind of what we're just talking about right now. How do you think it looks, though? Like, what does it look like if the Steelers end up winning this football game tonight?
Their defense just dominates. That's how it looks. They take advantage of the tackles or whoever's going to be out there for the Browns on the edge. And then they bring Jameis down, and then they get Jameis frustrated, and the gunslinger makes some bad decisions. That's how I think this game looks. I don't think it's going to be an offensive explosion. What you'd love to see is some production in the red zone. I mean, the good thing is they're getting there. Now, all right, now let's take that next step and move up from 30th in the league in red zone efficiency.
Yeah, I pulled the stat earlier on in the week that on average with Russell Wilson, if you would extrapolate it out, the Steelers would be top 10 in the league in yards per game. Obviously, the red zone has been an issue. Are we knee-jerk reactionary to this? Like Russ had such great red zone numbers last year, Jeff. Do we just need to be a little bit more patient?
I mean, the cool thing with this is the Steelers are 8-2, and we're really drilling down on this. They're not 2-8. They're not 4-4. I mean, they're 8-2, but it is an issue that has to be solved. There's a story on the website right now. I went down the last four games in the red zone. Steelers have averaged 2.3 yards on first down in the red zone. Most of those outside of the 10-yard line. On second down, it's 1.1 yards.
Oh.
And that includes a 16-yard touchdown. So just wrap your head around that for a second, how horrible they've been on second down in the red zone. Mm. Those numbers have to improve, and I think we are going to see a little bit more of Justin Fields mixed in. I think some of it is comfortability. I think some of it is the hamstring that Mike Tomlin discussed that he heard a couple of weeks ago. And I think also they wanted to give Russ every opportunity because he was good in the red zone last year. And I think now we're going to see more of Justin. And, you know, the beauty of Justin, it's not like running Wildcat. mean, you got a legit quarterback where you've got to worry about the pass.
Jeff, why do you think that Pat Freiermuth hasn't been infused into the offense as much this year? I mean, he gets paid, and you know, Darnell Washington seems to be the number one tight end target for this offense in Russell Wilson. Do you think that he gets more tonight? And why do you think he hasn't been getting that high production?
It's funny. I talked to Pat about that on Tuesday, and he was like, I'm not stressed about it. I'm not worried about it. It's going to come. That's his words. It's going to come because, you know, he's seen what Darnell has done, and he knows there's going to be opportunities for him. Of course, he had the red zone touchdown in Washington, but more opportunities are going to come, especially as they're able to work Mike Williams more into the offense, is what he was saying. Like, that's going to open up the middle of the field, and he thinks he's going to get his. He said he's not stressing about it, but I think there's been a lot of looks at George, understandably. And you know what? Darnell's been open. And I think that's a good sign. You're willing to throw it to Darnell down there. I think Pat will have his opportunities down there as well.
All right, Jeff, the hot topic on the station this week, Pony giving them a pass even if they lose to Cleveland. is that okay? I think that's such a loser's mentality.
No passes to lose to a 2-8 team if you have Super Bowl aspirations. No passes. I mean, it's a short week. Yes, every team deals with it, and the really good ones win them.
Did you know Cleveland played on Sunday too? It's amazing how that works. They played on Sunday. They actually had to fly up from New Orleans, Louisiana, Jeff, where they're not going to be sniffing New Orleans any other time. What happened there?
This is what I have right now, just to show you guys.
What kind of dog is that, Jeff?
Yeah, what kind of dog is that?
It's a mix of sheep and Aussie.
Your dogs half sheep?
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, half sheep.
Jeff, appreciate the time.
She loves hearing your guys' voice. She always jumps up on my legs when you guys are talking because she wants to be a part of it.
What's her name?
Tui. T-U-I. It's named after New Zealand beer.
Oh.
I had a math teacher named Mrs. Tui in seventh grade, and I got a D.
Oh, so you weren't hot for teacher there.
Oh, I was. Never mind. Jeff, thank you for the time.
See you, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
I mean, there's a reason you get a D, and it's not just because you're bad at math.
Correct.
It's a pretty dog.
I know.
We're anti-dogs today, though. Dog Pan, things of that nature.
I still like dogs.
Me too. It's a cute dog right there.
Wait, is it brown? Like, or like?
Dog Pound.
But why is it the Dog Pound? Does that have anything to do with the Browns?
I don't know.
What's a brown?
Well, it's kind of an elf too. I mean, depending on who you ask.
So where'd the Dog Pound?
They have a dog. They have an elf.
Like you have the steel curtain,
and they don't have a logo. They're a rudderless organization.
I don't understand.
They're either an elf or they're a dog, or it's just their helmets are orange, and yet they're called the Browns.
It makes no sense.
None of it makes sense. And now they're going to play in a dome because they're chicken bleep. By the way, Jameis Winston, Florida State, Tampa Bay, dome in New Orleans. Now to Cleveland. I don't like that for him tonight with TJ Watt breathing down his neck. Meanwhile, you got 5.25-inch hands, Russell Wilson, no gloves walking up in there, getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Two baseball players. Drafted.
That's a good point.
Both drafted in baseball.
Where did Jameis get drafted? I'm putting you on the spot. Put you right on the spot.
Oh. The A's?
Okay.
No, that was Kyler.
That was Kyler Murray.
I do know this, though. Maybe the White Sox.
We'll look it up. Social Media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We usually give Sunday's game balls on a Friday, but we're going to give Thursday's game balls on a Thursday. Final score predictions from us, players of the game. That's right. Here we go. Let's take care of some business tonight, Stillers. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 of Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Steelers are favored. The Steelers are up 6 games in the standings on Cleveland. The Steelers are better on offense. They're better on defense. They're better on special teams. So they're going to win the game. They should win the game. And they're going to do so, Doran, 20-10. And if I'm giving out game ball before the affair, which we always do, I'm giving it to Najee Harris. I think he's going up over three Bills. I think he's going to have both of the Steelers' touchdowns. Boswell adds a couple of field goals. It's ugly, but they still win, and they cover the spread 20-10.
I like it. I have the Steelers 24, the Browns 12. And my game ball goes to my man, and it's about time. Patty Fry. Pat Freiermuth is over under 17.5. I think he smashes it, and I think that this is the game that he has the targets that we've been waiting for and the catches we've been waiting for, and he has a touchdown. Very, very complete game by Pat Fry, but also a nice compliment to what Darnell Washington will do in the run game, and Darnell Washington will go over his yards of 10.5 receiving yards. Pat Freiermuth, game ball, Steelers 24, Browns 12.
If it winds up looking the way you're describing, there's going to be nothing for Steelers fans to complain about, nothing for the Orlovskis of the world to complain about. On the road, short week, 24 points.
Except for beating a bad team, they'll spin it to that.
That's right. You don't get credit for beating the bad teams.
Right.
Apparently, they don't get credit for beating the good teams either. They're more lucky than good.
Yep.
They beat 5 playoff teams so far. They're going to take care of business tonight. Callis, fade this out. We're going to send people into the rest of their workday with a voicemail from Matthew. It's going to pump people up. First, though, I want to remind everyone that Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today in Pittsburgh, high of 40 with a 50% chance of snow. Let's throw the Cleveland weather in there. So tonight, during a ballgame, first half could be rainy. Highs in the upper 30s. Second half, it looks like it should all clear out. All right. We'll talk to Inns tomorrow at 5:40. We'll break down the Steelers' victory. Matthew sends you into your day.
Can you take me higher to a place with red zone TDs? Can you take me higher to a place where Brownies lose?